26. Antonia was lost. She no longer knew nor cared who everyone was. Chocker was twisting like a worm on a fishhook, and the giant was standing like a statue. The armoured banditti clustered around the giant, striking useless blows with maces and swords. One of the windows blew in, a cloud of glass shards spreading through the hall with the wind and rain. It was more spectacular than the finale of Jacques Ville de Travailleurs' Accursed of Corn, or Death of a Demon Lord. The table was knocked over, disclosing Father Ambrosio, his habits askew, entangled with two of the serving maids and a squealing piglet. He appeared to be having some form of seizure, doubtless brought on by overexertion. He was trying to dislodge something unseen from around his neck. Antonia believed she saw the red imprint of invisible fingers in the white flab of his neck. She took Klajowski's arm and held him close. Genevieve, her chin bloody, took Klajowski's other arm. She seemed to be the only other person in Udolpho who was awake.
"We've got to get out of here," the vampire said.
"Yes,"
Antonia said.
"Now."
"Yes."
Klajowski didn't struggle. The giant slowly threw his pike like a javelin. With Jocker still spitted on it, it travelled the length of the gallery, and its point sank into the wall about 15 feet from the floor. The pike sagged, but the servant bandit was pinned fast, blood dribbling from his back. Antonia wondered about D'Amato. She left Klajowski to Genevieve and bent over her former protector. The double doors flew open, and Pintaldi burst into the great hall, bearing a blazing torch in either hand, shouting,
"Fire! Fire!"
"Isidro," she said. "Isidro, wake up."
"It's all mine, dear. I am Montoni. Montoni."
"Isidro."
He pushed her away, and she stumbled against Flaminia.
"Harlot,"
she said, scratching. The giant was moving fast now, wringing the necks of the bandits one by one and tossing them in a pile. Christabel was playing the harpsichord in ecstasy, her train flowing in the wind.
"Come on, girl," said Genevieve, who was tugging at a blank-eyed Klajowski.
Antonia allowed herself to be led out of the hall.
"Mine, mine. Fire, fire!"
Chapter 20.